Welcome to Wake the Bear Radio with your host, Brandon Johnson, Chris Hurst, and Ron Powers. All right. Another good night.
Yes.
I am so excited. I said that last week, actually, almost word for word. But we got so many things happening this week.
A ton is going on out there. And it's time to acknowledge it and recognize that we still have a king on the throne. His name is Jesus, and we win. But we're going to look at the stuff that's going on out there and share.
Yeah, you'll never guess what happened today. Another thing happened, right? So I wake up, and it's about 10 o'clock, and all of a sudden, I have no power. And I'm thinking, it's beautiful out. There's no wind. There's no rain. What's going on? I thought, is this the media blackout I've been hearing about for years? Or, you know, they were talking about solar storms and all that stuff coming the week of this this amazing trial, this Glacine. I keep on saying her name wrong. It's Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell. And so, anyway, that is a big thing in the news this week.
Yep.
So it started.
But don't
Monday.
Look there. Let's distract to a new variant or something else that we can get your mind off. Because
yes.
Fear sells, and we're going to sell you some serious fear to get your mind off of some of the other things that are, some of our friends are getting caught up in. Exposed.
Yeah, let me just remind everybody and our listeners, we want to say hello to you. We want to say we hope your Thanksgiving was amazing.
Yes.
And we want to say happy Hanukkah to both our Christian brothers and sisters, because Jesus, he celebrated Hanukkah. You just look at John 10, he talks about, I am the light of the world. And also to our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Yes.
So happy Hanukkah. Tonight will be the lighting of the third candle.
Don't forget your yarmulke.
That's right. And remember what Wake the Bear is about. We're about open discourse. We're about freedom of speech and the reality that disagreement doesn't mean that we have to be divided.
That's right.
Hey, Brandon, do you think the bear's waking up?
I actually do. I think that my perception is when something that just gave me pause and encouragement was the County Board of Education or Board of Health posted a bunch of recent posts of scare porn out there and various things that we're supposed to be fearful of. And the majority of the comments responding to it were, we're done with this. Stop bringing this up. Stop making up new reasons. Stop creating new lockdowns and new burdens. And and most of the people were like furious. Like I was looking at like 20, 30 comments to two of people saying, hey, we're done with this whole fear mongering. 2 weeks to stop the curve turned into 2 years, and you need to knock it off, and people are tired of this.
Are you talking about the local response?
The local response. Did you know that actually Santa Cruz actually got national attention because it was the only place that said you need to wear a mask at home in your own home if you have anybody present on Thanksgiving who's not in your household?
I was mortified. I got calls from relatives and friends from all over the country and said, you made the news in Santa Cruz. And I was so sad that that's why we were famous.
Oh, man.
So sad to be famous for crazy lockdowns.
Okay, well, let's go down the week just to warm up with.
Quick news.
Yeah, so Jesse Smollett is back in the news.
Wow.
He's the guy, if you remember right, he created the fake hate crime. You know, put a rope around his neck and said that the two white MAGA hat guys were doing that and found out it was a pair of brothers that happened to be African-American as well in on the deal. But
yeah, they looked really hard to find some racist MAGA people, and they couldn't find them, so they had to make it up, which seems to be the case pretty much with the news.
Exactly.
Well, he does have a friend, Kamala Harris, who was also commenting that it was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Mm. Yes, and you know what happened that week? Her and Booker they passed a bill or made a bill to outlaw lynching. Now, I thought it was always against the law to hang people.
Always against the law to kill people.
That's what I thought. So, interesting. So. But, funny how that worked. The same, within a week or so of each other.
So, how's he back in the news?
Well, because I think it was Michelle Obama helped get that thrown out, that case. And then another case came, and now he's back in for the same thing, just a different court. So,
He and Ghislaine had their court hearing start the same day. Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Monday. Monday. And so the things we know from Ghislaine's court is that the flight logs are going to be made known.
The pilots.
Yeah, but you know, there's a low expectation because you know who's actually prosecuting? James Comey's daughter.
Are you kidding
Crooked
me?
Crooked James Comey.
Oh,
and she was in charge of the video footage of Jeffrey Epstein when he didn't kill himself. You know that time?
Right.
She was the one that was in charge of that botched loss of those tapes.
Oh, wow.
And now she's the prosecutor. I mean, talk about something smelling
Southern
foul.
Southern District of New York.
Yep. I got friends in low places.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's not good.
What else happened? Okay, Jack Dorsey removed from Twitter. He says he's stepping down, but you know they've had loss after loss with Twitter, and that guy's just kind of off the rails with his censorship and all that stuff. So,
wow.
Interesting that he's out. Brett Biggs, his CFO of Walmart, leaving after 22 years. I'm sure Walmart's doing amazing, especially with you know the way their setup is—a big box and the internet presence. Fredo, or I guess Chris Cuomo of CNN.
Yeah.
You know, he got indefinitely suspended because he
that
was using
that is
his...
huge.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some off camera. That guy is foul.
Yes, he is.
I just was really turned off.
A lot of people stepping down. A lot of people getting taken down. And it reminds me of like this time like a year or two ago where there was like thousands of CEOs of major corporations all stepping down.
Yeah, there's a website actually trying to track that because on the boards a number of years ago says, watch this. You're going to start seeing people step down, trying to get out of the limelight because when things come down and everything is exposed, they don't want to be anywhere near.
There was a win this week for California. I was very excited. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked San Diego Unified student COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
Come on.
From going into effect, and it was only one day before the school district's deadline for students to get their first dose. Mm. So it was a win for our kids, finally.
Yes.
Now, the unfortunate thing,
right to,
the wire, is probably many parents didn't wait till that last day to get their kids the vax, the jab, but the Ninth Circuit Court did get in.
Yeah, all this collusion and coercion that's been going on with the vaccinations is losing. And are you like, what was it today also that a judge blocked the Biden administration's demand for federal workers to get the vax?
So that's right. And that went nationwide, evidently. Yeah. I don't know. That was specifically for medical workers, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw that was definitely a block. There's a block going on for blocking... there's a blocking of the kids getting it as well. So I think what I think is happening right now is that people, parents and families and people are starting to wake up. And those who were silent and who were scared into silence and silenced are now awakening and no longer being silent, which is exactly what Wake the Bear is about, is waking up California, waking up people to no longer be silent, to help you find your voice, find your roar again, that mama bears and papa bears and family members and people that are sane are saying, wait a minute, what's going on right now is insane and we need to stop it. So that's,
You want to hear something insane?
Yeah.
I've got this clip. I'm going to play it. I haven't played a clip online, so hopefully it'll work. It's Australia. And, I mean, this will give you goosebumps.
Oh, wow.
Here we go. I'll have to get that turned on. And you're going to think this is make-believe when you hear it.
Australia, they need some...
Good morning. We start with breaking news at a Darwin where three people have escaped from the Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. Talia Saab is there for us. Talia, good morning. There's a search underway right now.
Yes, that's right, Davina. Good morning to you. We've been told the trio scaled the fence in the early hours of this morning. Police receiving reports around 4:40 a.m. Now, major police checkpoints have been set up around Howard Springs for the past several hours. As you can see in these pictures, they've been conducting thorough searches in car boots, checking vehicle registrations, cars and buses alike. But in the last half an hour, what we understand is they've actually been dismantled. Exactly why, that hasn't been confirmed. Hopefully good news. We're also not sure yet who these people are connected with, whether it's a repatriation flight or those Aboriginal community members who have been staying here.
So basically what they're saying is, you know, we were talking about it last week, and we weren't sure if we would talk about having these camps. They have these quarantine camps in Australia, and we weren't sure if it was voluntary or if it was forced, mm-hmm. and so we didn't bring it up because we definitely don't want to make the mistake of giving misinformation. The government's already doing enough of that.
Right.
And so we held it off. Well, now this video shows a regular news agency, and they're saying that three people escaped this quarantine camp, and now they're mm-hmm. looking. They set up barricades. I mean, this is like 1984. This is crazy.
Oh, it was so creepy to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, is that for real?
And they were going through people's trunks. They had cars backed up for miles, and it was because three people escaped. Evidently, they went over the fence out of the so-called detention or quarantine area. So I don't think we have any question any longer whether or not it's voluntary or involuntary.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Interesting, you know, that we know that a lot of the deaths have been inflated for COVID-19 from the very beginning. Doctors, nurses, multiple videos of people saying they're telling me to put down COVID-19. Do you know that Australia has like millions and millions of people, and less than 2,000 people reportedly died from COVID-19.
Ugh.
Less than 2,000. More people die of the flu and car accidents and all these other things, and they're running crazy to stop three people from going over the fence because of the fear is so big. And it just reminds me of, you know, that how powerful fear is. And that's the mm-hmm. thing we need to break down. That's the thing we need to break off of people, is that people are controlled by fear. And it was interesting. I was reading a book right now by The Truth about COVID-19 by Joseph Merkula and Ronnie Cummings. And one of the early parts in the foreword that's actually done by Robert F. Kennedy, there's a quote here from one of Hitler's men during the Nuremberg trials. And it was Hermann Göring, and he explains that during the Nazi war crimes trials, while he was speaking, he said, it's a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism, and exposing the country to greater danger. It works the same way in any country. And we know from the very beginning, it's not patriotic if you don't wear a mask. It's not patriotic if you don't stay home. Be a patriot. You know, we're being attacked by this disease. So and they create what's going on, and it's always gone on, is to create the bigger boogeyman, so that you can control people. Going back to 9/11, going back to terrorists in the Middle East, like we're going to create a horror. You know, we know that there, you know, wicked things happen with that. With 9/11, obviously a major thing. But there are forces that are creating fear, and spiking fear so much more, so that they can control people. And that's what I feel like is going on with these endless boosters. And kind of I feel like almost even like the title for tonight, Endless Wars. First it was Endless Wars. Now it's Endless Boosters, the New World Order's new boogeyman to take away more of your rights and keep you distracted from what matters. And I really believe that that's part of what we're called here to do, is to, one, do not give in to fear, to break mm-hmm. fear, to crush it, and to recognize that our health comes from God, and we've been doing fine, right? And, you know, obviously we got to take care of our bodies. We need to run, exercise, and eat healthy. But to just constantly be scared, to the entire country of Australia is in complete fear, and this whole PSYOP is working, and they're taking away people's rights.
Absolutely. I see that obviously when you see people going down the road in their car by themselves with a mask on, I think there's a bit of fear. I do want to relieve the fear, so I have another soundbite that Chris had about natural immunities and just how many people might have it. If you want to turn that back up, I'm going to play that.
Yeah. Natural immunity. Oh,
it's this one.
The problem with natural immunity is it's free.
Yes.
Yes. Well, kind of like ivermectin, right. 6 cents a pill.
Yeah, nearly free.
That's right. Okay, so listen to this. This is very comforting, I thought.
Another senior untreated in the nursing home and get railroaded to the hospital and never see their family again. Okay, you can do that. It's been pointed out that half of you have already achieved natural immunity. 128 studies support it, and it was mentioned. We had to force this out of the CDC. They finally admit you can't get it again and pass it to somebody else. Wow. You're done. That means a lot of important things. That means no more masks. This is the FOIA request for those who have recovered. That means that she's right. Diana Hershberger's right. That means that COVID recovered people going in and seeing their loved ones in the hospital, COVID-19. That means nursing home patients who've recovered don't have to go through lockdown anymore. There's been nursing home patients that spend the last 6 months in solitary confinement, and they've already recovered from COVID. They've been tortured with this. There are children being tortured with masks. The estimates are now probably 80% of children have already had COVID. They're done. They're an immunologic buffer. Scott Ellis presented the data to America. School teachers are the safest profession from getting COVID-19 because the kids are such a buffer. Wow. Dr. Page mentioned if we vaccinate on top of COVID recovered, we cause harm. So the problem is, the reason why you're here is that freedom is at risk. In a sense, in so many ways, the vaccine is the extension of the kingdom of the beast. And you.
Wow. That's, yeah. I believe that.
I did too. And I hope brothers and sisters in Christ would wake up to that as well.
That transcript, we want to give a reference to that. That was Dr. McCullough, who was speaking at the Texas COVID Symposium talk just a couple weeks ago. So it's very, very new. And he's been on a lot of media presentations, very strong presenter. If you can find him on YouTube, and he'll present some evidence.
He's a doctor. He's a cardiologist and an epidemiologist mm-hmm. who has more peer-reviewed articles than almost anybody in the world. Peer-reviewed scientific articles.
So this guy knows what he's talking
about.
Yeah.
People say, oh, well, he's not peer-reviewed. No. Almost everything the guy writes is peer-reviewed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So now we know we've got a new variant out there.
Oh, yes.
The Omicron.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, ixi. We jumped ixi. Omicron, pi, rho. Okay, well, so we're going to have pi and rho's coming next, I guess.
And did you learn that from your theological training?
I made up a song to help me learn the Greek alphabet. So.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Ixi, you were just full of surprises,
ixi,
Brandon.
Omicron. So they went from delta, and then we didn't hear nothing from delta. Delta, alpha, you know.
Yeah.
All the way up to nu, right? And then they said, oh, we're not going to call it nu because that sounds too much like nu, the nu variant.
Yes.
So then then they went to z.
She,
right? Oh, but that sounds a little bit too much like a surname and of a person in a particular country that might actually where this thing came from. So we're going to not make him mad. And we're going to jump over and go to Omicron, which is crazy because Omicron sounds like the Transformers. Like, oh, no,
yes.
The Decepticons are at it again. And we're going to have to get Omnis Prime on the phone and talk to him because we need the Transformers.
Well, and talking about fear, too, as it's come out, some of the language that was used by the British scientists as they saw it coming out, you just have to laugh. It sounds like something out of the National Enquirer. It says there are 32 horrific mutations on this new variant. And so you would think that this means that it has become more virulent, more deadly, that people are dropping like flies. Mm-hmm. So what do you suppose the symptoms are?
I would think gasping for your last breath and falling in the streets.
That's only if you've taken remdesivir.
And you're videotaped in China.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Actually, it is a little bit of achy joints and perhaps a cough.
Wow.
So it's more benign than the common cold. But by the sound of it, the horrific mutations, all 32 of them, it's part of that fear mongering that we've been talking about.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is that Moderna's stock immediately went up 26%. Pfizer's stock went up 6%.
What did the rest of the market do?
The rest of the market crashed. Right. Who's getting paid? Follow the money, everybody.
Follow the money.
And then immediately we got the draconian lockdowns that are being suggested in Great Britain. The flights being canceled from South Africa and other South African nations.
Yeah.
We've got Israel totally shut down from everyone, as far as I could see. They're not letting anybody in until they get more information about this.
You know, what's interesting about that, too, is like when President Trump shut down flights from Wuhan, he was called a racist.
Racist.
You know, you shouldn't do that because of racist.
You're so racist.
But now Biden's shutting down flights from South Africa, and there's no, like, the guy has more racial things that he said, racist things that he said, than any other anybody in public office, and yet they've skipped over that argument for him.
Like, I need a cricket sound effect for that one, because that's what they heard when Biden did that. You know, he said, "Hey, we're canceling all flights from Africa," and you hear crickets. It's just crazy. And people, I don't know if people remember. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just bizarre.
Well, and what's happening again, like we said, with Australia and many places, all over. These crazy laws that are not laws, they're mandates, that are being instituted without people's debate, without discussion, without going through a formal discussion about whether we agree to it or not. They're just being continually using emergency powers to take away people's rights. And this has got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure some of our callers have some opinions about this. And so in about 3 or 4 minutes, we want to start taking some callers. And our number here at KSCO is 831. It's our area code, 479-1080. That's 479-1080. So if you've got some comments, if you've got some opinions, if you have some questions, because this is talk radio, mm-hmm. We want to hear your voice, and you do not have to agree with us.
That's right.
That's right.
So, hey, talking about more information on this variant, it was Mullen, the one who created the mRNA vaccine? The one that Pfizer and Moderna use?
It is Dr.
Okay. Mullen. I keep on, I'm afraid to say Robert Mueller, but it's Robert Mullen. And so anyway, he said that the four deaths that came from this variant, all four of them were fully vaccinated.
Whoa.
So people, wake up, please.
People.
I mean, it was fully vaccinated people that got it. And so, and then when we heard that clip earlier, he says, if you've recovered from COVID and you get it, you're doing damage to yourself. You really have to rethink about these vaccines. There are ways to get around it. I've been doing a 2-month in-depth study on the whole chlorine dioxide. Amazing stuff. And if there's anybody out there listening that has worked with that, I would love to hear from you either by email, but I'd love to see that as a future show. That's the stuff that they accused Donald Trump of saying.
Yes, gargling with bleach.
Yeah. This is worldwide.
Or IV bleach, yes.
Tens of thousands of people use this. I mean, I was watching missionaries that were literally erasing malaria within 24 hours, like 100%.
Is it because they're using a breathalyzer?
No, you just take it.
Wow.
But it's an oxidation, and it oxidizes only at a certain level. It kills anything that's like bacteria, virus, fungi, cancer. I mean, they're just going down the list, and you're thinking this is too good to be true. It's not a cure-all. What it does is it removes the pathogens and lets your body heal. Your body's it's so taxed when it's sick. But if you can remove all that poison, all that sickness, and then your body will heal yourself, and that's... anyway, that's cool. Another rabbit hole for another day. I did want to say one thing about, you know, we have been watching in the last month, we have seen 67 athletes that have been on like television worldwide collapse
and
many of them dying right there on the field. And so I have it'll be in the show notes. I have a link to it, but they show every single person, what game, what day, how old they were, and what happened to them, whether they died or not. So it's very well researched. This isn't rumor. This is actual, like, all over the world, and this is unprecedented.
Wow.
And I saw one last week just on the news. The guy was running. I think it was soccer. And he just grabbed his heart and just fell over. I don't know if he died or not.
Soccer athletes are some of the most in-shape athletes in the world.
Yeah.
And they're dying and from vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the common thing.
Well, and interesting. Where there is liability, where there is an opportunity for death, sickness, there's always got to be choice. And it just blows me away that we've come to a place where we've accepted that it's okay that vaccine companies, the people that are making the product, are completely not liable. That's just ridiculous. Yeah. People need to restate that over and over again. How can we make people do something that the people who manufacture the product are not liable for what happens to them?
And you knowingly are stripping natural immunity from people who have already attained the vaccine.
Yep.
So it does look right now like we've got some callers, and so we're going to be taking those callers right now. Hello, this is KSCO. Who's this on the line?
Hi, I'm Ricky.
Ricky.
Welcome.
Welcome. We're so glad that you called in. What did you have a question or a comment? What would you like to add to the conversation?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I've started a petition, a signature gathering process for an initiative here in Santa Cruz County.
Yes.
To prevent discrimination based on health status or health history.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so definitely would love lots of support. Anybody who can gather signatures, that would be amazing. And also people who just, you know, please go out and sign it. So keep your eyes out for that. And
do you have an email address or a web address?
How could people get a hold of your signature, either add their signature to your sheet or start passing some around?
Yeah, you know what? If you email me at, let me just go ahead and get the full email address, but give me one moment.
No problem. Yeah, that would be great.
I also just want to say that one of the things about it is the real hope the language is strong enough to prevent discrimination at the school level to protect the public school children.
So if someone signed your petition or your signature, exactly what is it that they would want to be signing up for? What are they saying yes to?
They're saying yes to simply put it onto the ballot.
Okay. So it's a ballot signature.
Let's get this. Let's have a democracy here, please. Ooh,
yes. That's fair.
It's just saying, let's put it to the voters.
And that would be for next March 2022?
It would be later than that. So the deadline for us to gather the signatures ends on March 1st, and we're really trying to get them all in by February 1st. It's a pretty big effort, and so... yeah, any help would be appreciated. And I do have that email address if you would like to hear it.
We absolutely would.
Thank you. So, yeah, please email me at nondiscriminationhealthstatus@gmail.com. And I'll just say that again so it's all kind of one word. There's no spaces in there. It's just nondiscriminationhealthstatus@gmail.com.
Got it.
Perfect.
Great. And you can send them a PDF or a document that they could actually download, get some signatures, and help you with this campaign?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely. So anyone who emails me, I am happy to share all that information so they can get going. And a couple exciting things. So we do have some local businesses who are supporting us. At some point, we're going to have a kind of a raffle situation. We'll have some sort of gathering and a raffle thing, and we've got B12 shots lined up. An acupuncturist is given a gua sha, facial gua sha set. And we also have a 60-minute free massage. So for the raffle, anybody who gathers 10 signatures can get a ticket for the raffle to be entered into the raffle. So, you know, for every page of signatures, get another raffle ticket, and maybe you'll get that 60-minute massage.
I'm in.
Sounds
I
good.
Need that massage right.
I'm going to put
now.
This in the show notes. So if those listeners out there did not write down that email address, it will be in the show notes. If you go to wakethebear.com under show 11.
Wakethebearradio.com.
Ricky, thanks so much for calling in, Ricky.
Yeah, we got to take a short break right now.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
Thank you, Ricky. We have to take a short break right now before we take the next caller. So next callers, hold on.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
What I like about Gathering by the Bay is it is real, it's practical. It's not just, quote, religion. It's saying...
So we're a community that declares and believes the gospel, even when the stuff in front of us doesn't look like it should.
So, yeah, I was evacuated with the wildfires happening, and one morning Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, go to the church where they're handing out free food, and there, and I pulled up in the car, and I just was met with so much love, and they immediately said a blessing over me, which was incredible.
This is a great fellowship of people, of strong believers who love people.
For more information on the Gathering by the Bay Church, visit us at www.santacruzgathering.org or join us at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings at the Santa Cruz Convergence Building at 3775 Capitola Road, Capitola.
All right, we're back, and we've got another caller on the line, and we're going to be taking JoJo, it looks like, from Salinas.
Hi, JoJo.
Well done. All right, JoJo.
Welcome, JoJo. You got a comment or a question?
What? Maybe like a little bit of both.
Go for it.
You know, with all these mandates with a vaccine or just a shot that's not going to cure anybody, it's like the same like with the like gun laws that, you know, it's like, if somebody has a gun and shoots somebody, they blame the gun. Don't blame the people holding it. And it just doesn't make any sense because, you know, the companies making all these vaccines, they're not liable, or, you know, you can't sue them or do any charges. So all these companies are, you know, just doing whatever they want, and then nobody knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it's the perfect setup. And then when people start pointing the fingers, they're going to point at their employers or everybody else, but not the
individual
people behind.
That.
So, yeah, good point.
Unless they are knowingly doing some malfeasance that they haven't admitted to yet. So that you never are above reproach if you're doing something intentionally to cause harm.
Yes, that's true.
I just have this last question. Why are the companies that make all these vaccines, why are they not accountable? Or you know, it's like...
Yeah, I think that was during Reagan's time. I think they didn't want to release anything because they were afraid of getting sued. And I think Reagan, during that time, they said, well, you got to get something out there. How about if we take that liability away from you?
Yeah.
That way you'll at least do it. Because they were like, hey, we want another 20-year study. And so I think that was the main reason behind it
at that
time.
It was actually Fauci who petitioned Reagan to make that change.
And it was dependent, too, on the studies that were being done. So they had some research for a long period of time to show that they were safe and they were effective. Mm. And if that safety was shown to be not true anymore, they would immediately put a stop on it, hold, and they would pull it off the market.
Yeah, there would be five people.
Okay, I have this last question.
Go for it.
You know, if the people that are like 80, 90 and above, those people, and if they pass away, those are people that won't be able to sue because they might have been passed away already. And, you know,
that's true.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Dead people don't sue. Yeah, thank you, JoJo. Thanks for calling in. You know, I was going to say about that, Chris, you know, Pfizer, do you guys know that I just looked this up on the Department of Justice website today. Pfizer has the largest criminal fraud charge suit of any company recorded in the Department of Justice, like billions of dollars for fraudulently speaking things about their products that weren't true. And yet we're supposed to listen to Pfizer and what their people are telling us?
Well, I don't think they're going to have the largest one for long.
No,
I think there might be a larger one coming, and they might share it with a few other companies.
That's true.
So we also have another caller here on the line, and I believe the name is Ayn. Ayn, you're on. Is that right? Did I get your name right?
Maybe EJ?
Oh, I'm sorry. EJ. I didn't say EJ. I'm sorry. And I have my glasses on, too.
EJ. Welcome, EJ.
Sorry about that.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hi, guys. I have a question regarding the variants. I don't know if you've heard. I've heard that the original COVID-19 virus has not been isolated,
nope,
according to Koch's postulate.
Yep.
And that there's no reliable test for the variants either. Have you guys heard anything about that?
There was a court case. There was a court case.
Canada.
Tell us about that.
It was in Canada. So the guy's defense was, because he was being required to take the shot, he said, can you show me where this COVID-19 has been isolated? And they dropped the case, not forcing him to get it because they did not want to disclose. They didn't have it. That's what they said. And so he won the court case. I forgot his name, but he went pretty public with it saying, hey, look, I won because they don't have an isolated. And so what they did, my understanding is what they did is they estimated and postulated what they thought it would be. And then they created one, genetically created something as close as they think it would be. And so that's what they're working with. So they're testing against something that's not really even accurate. So they don't have an accurate baseline for one. So that's the big issue. And then the other issue is the test itself, the PCR test. The guy who invented that test said it's not used, it's being used wrong. He died in 2019. But so they're using the wrong test, and now they've realized that it can't even differentiate between regular flu and COVID-19. And so now it's temporarily on hold, even though they're still using it, and there's supposed to be a new test coming out in January that supposedly can differentiate, because it's giving a like 90% fake positives, false positives.
Yeah, and as far as the PCR test, right now we know that the new variant, the Omicron variant, it was actually because four people died, is the story is that... that they can't pick it up with a PCR test, but those that died, they actually send it away to a lab, and there's a genome sequencing that's done, and it can take from 24 hours to 3 days to get that back. So my understanding, that is how they think they, that's the closest I could figure out how they isolated this new one. They said there are a bunch of new spikes on it, and although it's much like some other variants, but it is not discernible through a PCR test.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. Good question.
It's interesting with those new variants as well, is that it just so happens that, oh, they're reporting that children are more likely to get it than any variant so far. They're reporting that without any science behind it, of course, or any studies that have been done, but they're just saying that that's what they're saying.
Yeah, and that would have obviously caused fear in any parents, right, or any family members. That, and it would also help initiate a little bit of movement for this. Let's inoculate, or let's give a jab to the
children,
the under 12 crowd. So, thank you, EJ, for calling in.
Good question. That was definitely a thought provoker.
All right, we have James. James is on the line, and hello, James.
Hello. Evening. I like the subject matter. You know, media in the United States largely became taken over in 1925, so why should we expect anything they say to be accurate? So I'm getting an echo. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we got a little echo going on. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, you're
producer. It's on his side. It's okay. It's on your side for some reason.
Yeah, because I only talk on speakerphone.
Oh. Well, yeah, maybe you should get off that speakerphone.
Oh, really?
Now he's going to get the radiation to his head, though. To his ear.
That's all right. It's one or the other.
Hey.
Okay, for what I'm going to say, I'd rather not be. I'll get out.
So you're going to pass as a caller tonight, or are you just going to change how you're going to do this?
Well, did it go away?
It did. Much better. Thank you, James.
Okay, so this came out in an article from Forbidden Knowledge, two very short paragraphs. I'd just like to read it.
Go for it.
In this video, he reveals Dr. Pablo Campero from the University of Almora had recently done a micro-Raman spectroscopy study of the vaccine and had discovered that the graphene detected in the vaccine was not graphene oxide, but graphene hydroxide.
Whoa.
GHO, which is an extremely stable molecule that is not biodegradable. So it basically stays in your system forever. This is very bad news for vaccine recipients, because he described graphene hydroxide molecules as the sharpest imaginable objects, because they are only one atom thick, a huge molecule, which is extremely sharp. Hmm. So if these things are being injected into people, particularly into their bloodstreams, wow, it's just shredding their arteries and veins. So why wouldn't there be scarring? And why, when the blood is traveling faster, like with professional athletes, would they not just drop dead?
Yep, coagulation.
That's it. Thank you.
That's good, James. Okay. I'm glad you're pointing that out, James. You know, there was a recently a video that was put out in Slovenia, a short voice memo, basically where one of the health officials of the entire country said she is personally identified three different batches being given to people, and batch number one is been given to public elites and people in positions of authority, and it's a placebo. And then public and number two is the traditional mRNA, or traditional, it's not traditional. And then there's another one that's actually has horrific stuff in it. And that's the thing I'm concerned about, is like, if I go out with you and we get a Sprite and we drink it, and one of us gets sick from the Sprite, we can sue Sprite for the food we just ate. But I can't sue the company. I don't even know which batch I got.
Yeah, but did you? I didn't know in that same article I saw it, they actually showed on the vaccine passport, they had various numbers. They had a 1, a 2, and a 3 on their passport embedded in their code, so that you could actually follow up to see which one you got. As far as the Slovenian nurse, I believe she was a public health nurse too, and she resigned saying, I cannot be part of this.
Wow.
Wow. That is
public health
scary.
Nurse of an entire country.
Yeah.
Saying,
yeah.
I have personally observed three different batches, and one of them is deadly, and one of them is nothing.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
Well, I mean, every study that every experiment has a placebo, right? A targeted group.
Yeah.
So why aren't, of course, the science that people are producing and the scientists that are producing this stuff and producing these materials are doing that exact thing. They're having different batches. It's a big experiment, guys.
Yeah.
These are the two largest experiments in human history, a global PSYOP and a global experiment on every form, you know, every ethnicity is getting it. And then they're looking at how they're responding to it, which batch they got.
It reminds me of that 2004 Time magazine cover that you sent me the other day where someone's sitting in a cage and it says that millions of people are human guinea pigs. And it was talking about medical issues.
I couldn't believe that was actually a Time magazine article. 2002?
Well, that's before the craziness that happened, you know.
Yeah. Hey, did you know that there's a lawsuit being filed against our governor? And it has to do with the endless state of emergency that we're in.
Yes.
And so I think that is really good news. It's the Advocates for Health, for Faith and Freedom, and also the Children's Health Defense, who is Kennedy's championing that organization.
New book. He's got a new book just came out. Yep.
Yes, he does. And it's called Anthony Fauci, the real Anthony Fauci. And then it talks about Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the global war on democracy and public health. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Get that book.
And I am partway through it right now. But I have to tell you that you want to take it in bites, because I got so agitated by the reports. And he uses government reports to corroborate all his information. So as he's stating some things, he's showing you the studies, and all of the links are in his book. So you have to take it in bite-sized pieces.
You know, you bring up a good point there about taking some hard truths in bite sizes. You know, you have too much and it could throw you over the edge. I remember when I was really into the Patriot movement 20 years ago, you know, and all you're hearing about the black helicopters, or I mean, you can go off the edge, you know. Right. I don't believe I ever did, but I will have to say I was kind of hard to be around, a little depressed. My wife could say, hey, you know, you need to start thinking about other things. Mm-hmm. And it really, and it wasn't until I actually got involved with a friend that was really, he was like me, but all of a sudden he got involved with the Holy Spirit in a way where he was praying for people and people were getting healed all the time. And all of a sudden the focus was off, even though he still believes those things to this day. And it changed me because I went down that same line. And so I would encourage you, if these hard truths, they can bring you down, but there is a truth that will bring you up. And that is the truth of Jesus Christ, because he wins in the end. He does. Right. This is all foretold. You see that. It says these things must happen. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a quakening and a shaking of things. You know, there's a verse too that I always like to listen to from andweknow.com every time they do it. It's Luke 8:17. Mm-hmm. And it's always in King James with McLean's voice. You know, he's like, for nothing in secret shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid shall be not be known or come abroad. It's hard for me to memorize that, but anyway, it's basically, because
well.
I hear it every day, you know, but it is true. Nothing in secret will remain that way. It will be exposed. Right. God will do it, and it's going to take time, but you know what? It's going to happen, and God does win in the end.
Yeah, the speed of justice is often very slow, but it will come.
And remember that Martin Luther King Jr. in his I Have a Dream speech, he faced the same thing with those insurmountable odds. And he said, but we refuse to believe that the bank of justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check. A check that will give us upon us a demand of the riches of freedom and the security of justice. So we can go at it with the same, you know, he was a believer, a devout believer, and he was one who knew that he was doing an unusual type of irregular warfare.
Yep.
And he pounded on it. He pounded on it. He got up every day. His voice was steady. He was a leader who was honorable. And we need to be the same way. As we come about these issues, if we look at them, they look like giants to us. And we're grasshoppers in their eyes. But that isn't the truth. We've got God on our side, and we've been given courage within. We have the Holy Spirit as believers, mm-hmm. and we have a mandate to be that which fights for freedom. And so it's important to remember that we don't just lay over. We don't give to fear. We have got to stand up and say, but God, and I will represent my family and my people as best I can and push against this thing.
Yeah, amen.
Preach it, sister.
Come on, I agree. That's a good word. I mean, the reality is we win if we just don't give up. There's a scripture that literally says that do not grow weary in doing well, because in due season you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And we really believe that's part of what we're doing here, is that we, by faith, started this radio show, Wake the Bear. We believe that the bear can be awoken. We believe that people, if they're just told they can have a voice and they can speak out and they can stand against the narrative, that they will win. And I really believe this is one of the things I say often, is that we're not outnumbered. We're just out organized.
Mm-hmm. And that's changing.
And that's changing right now.
And that's changing. There is a great awakening. I mean, the Wake the Bear is just a small, tiny little tip of a big, huge iceberg. You know, I think of Flashpoint, which is a great ministry where it's very political. And that was like the fastest growing. I mean, they have all the big ones on there. You know, Michael Flynn and whoever else is in the news.
Mario Murillo.
Mario Murillo. He's on there all the time. But, you know, it has grown. It's huge. It's probably one of their most biggest ministries, the full-time TV. And this is just one thing, because people are hungry for it. And people are waking up and they're speaking out. And it's happening across this country. I mean, I think of, again, Mama Bear's Radio or Elephant in the Room. I mean, these are new. People are waking up and saying, hey, we need to do something. And so it's actually an exciting time to be alive, and I'm very hopeful.
Yes.
I'm very hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the freedom of our speech. We have been a pushback on that. We've had our religious freedoms pushed back on as they've closed churches, and Gavin Newsom found out what happens when that that people will actually push back. They sued him and they won.
Yes.
We've had our private property rights infringed on as businesses have been told to close. We've had jury trials aren't even the same right now. They have been those basic Sixth and Seventh Amendment rights have been tampered with. And so they're trying to get rid of due process of law right now. And as we see what they're doing, then we can come in with the wisdom of God. We can come in with collaboration together. We are better together. And I'll tell you, we have brilliant people that surround us. And so we don't have to just take it. We can say, no, I don't think so. We've got some other ideas about this thing. And so we really, on this show, we want to encourage people. We're waking up the bear.
Come on.
To get up, get off the couch, and roar.
That's right. That's right. You know, you may be asking yourself, what can I do? You know, I don't know anybody, things like that. But, you know, one, listening to these things, telling a friend, tell your friends about Wake the Bear Radio.
Yes.
Not just a self-promotion here. I mean, if you think this has value and someone else needs to hear this and you feel like you can't say it, well, then point them in that direction. So that would be what I would do.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the reality is that the awakening is happening. Come be a part of it with us. Start organizing, start talking to people.
Yeah, we're going to close off with one more call, and we've got Art on the phone right now. Art, you're live on KSCO.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hi, so anyway, there was this old guy that used to live with me. He died actually at my house. His name was George Colburn. And this guy told me, he goes, Art, I'm not going to see it in my lifetime. I'm going to be dead. But there's going to be a time when all the world governments are going to try to take over everybody and control everybody. And it's going to happen in your time of your life.
Wow.
I think this is what's
going to happen. Well, he saw the handwriting on the wall, and, you know, I can understand. He saw that and passed that on to you.
Yeah, and hopefully you're getting the message, Art, that you are not alone and that we are better together.
We're going to win this one, Art.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, we are so glad you called in and that you shared even that sentiment. And what was the man's first name, George?
George Colburn.
Well,
he was kind of like a homeless guy, but I gave him a place over at my junkyard where I used to have a junkyard about 7 years ago, and this guy was pretty smart. He educated, you know, he was just down on his luck.
Yeah.
Him and I, we used to talk every day.
That's a blessing, Art. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate your call, buddy. We're wrapping up our time right now. Please call back again next week. We're going to have another amazing subject and tell people about the show, Wake the Bear Radio, here at KSCO, 479-1080 AM on your dial. Tune in to Wake the Bear.
Absolutely. Good night.
Thank you for joining us.